boy, haven't you realized by now that Father never expected anything of me? He had you, but he wanted it to be you. The words were out of Jack's mouth before he could stop them, and once said, it was too late to take them back.
Alas, and that always seemed to be our problem.
The tone of regret in Shad's voice wrenched Jack's heart. For several long minutes, neither of them spoke. For Jack, speech would have been impossible. For Shad. Jack squeezed his eyes shut. Who knew what Shad might be feeling? Shad didn't let anyone close enough to truly know him. At last, Jack sat forward and rubbed his aching temples.
If you had to go to a solicitor, did it have to be Henry Stivens?
Jack whispered.
What objection do you have to Stivens?
None, other than you could have kept your intentions just as discreet if you'd taken an ad in the London Times. Sheridan tipped the bottle of brandy to refill his glass and set it back on the table with a nonchalant shrug.
It hardly matters if he says anything or not. I intend to send him out to see Baron Kingston tomorrow to inform him that I've had a change of mind.
Jack looked up at his brother. It had always been impossible for Jack not to love his brother. Jack had been only 12, and Shad a lad of 17 when their mother died. Unfortunately, their father had been too consumed by his own grief to notice how much his young sons needed their father. Instead, he'd buried himself in work to ease his pain. By the time their father recovered, it was too late. Shad had gone to London and become a man of the town. When Jack was old enough to follow after him, Shad wasn't the brother he'd once known, but a man Jack hardly recognized. The heir to the Devlin title had spent a great amount of energy and finances living up to the Devil nickname he'd been given. The Devil of Devlin's scandalous reputation made him one of the most popular men in society. Even though he was someone every mother warned their daughter to avoid, his name was always at the top of every guest list. His presence guaranteed every function a success. No matter who Jack talked to, he never found an acquaintance of Sheridan's who wasn't captivated by him. Jack felt the same way. The problem was, there were times like now when it was difficult for Jack to like his brother. Perhaps it was because he knew the other side to Sheridan's personality. Jack was aware of the instinctive brilliance that made Shad one of the most astute businessmen Jack had ever known. Shad was the one who'd taught him the hazards of dealing in a world laced with greed and corruption. He was the one to introduce Jack to the men who controlled England's financial world and how to compete with them. He was the one to point out the pitfalls to every venture Jack considered and taught him how to evaluate the strengths and weaknesses of every proposal. If only the infamous Devil of Devlin had devoted that time and talent to running the estates. Instead, Shad focused his energy on drinking and gambling and living the most abhorrent lifestyle imaginable.
"Do you realize what will happen if you back out of the agreement you signed?"
Shad set his glass back onto the shiny tabletop with a slow, deliberate effort. His silence provoked Jack even further.
"Can't you at least think about the girl? She's got to be 23 by now, and never had a season. What chance will she have to make a good match?"
Shad shrugged his shoulders.
"No doubt she knows someone in the country who will have her."
Jack stared at his brother in disbelief.
"What's happened to you, Shad? You've always had a rash and irresponsible streak, but you've never intentionally harmed anyone that I know of. How can you abandon someone who's considered herself betrothed to you?"
For the first time, Jack noticed a hint of unease in Shad's eyes. Or was it fear?
"What trouble are you in, Shad?"
The Earl of Devlin glanced around the room, as if suddenly nervous of his surroundings. Without a word, he finished the last of his expensive brandy, then set his glass on the table and slid back his chair. Jack was left with no choice but to follow his brother out of the room and into the cool night air.
"What is it?"